David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 98. Benjamin's Price is Right. After our love chair adventure, see yesterday's dollop if you're confused, Sean, Ben and myself went to a music shop to buy a new keyboard for the Young'uns tour, which starts next week. Although you'll of course know that, because you'll have already got your tickets for one of the gigs, obviously. If you enjoy these free dollops, then you can show your appreciation by coming to one of the gigs. Otherwise, I might be forced to sell my computer to make ends meet, and there'll be no more dollops. I know that some of you might be put off by the fact that there'll be two other people sharing the stage with me, and that you'd rather it just be me for 90 minutes talking about kettles and going to the shops. But think of you coming to one of these gigs as an investment in the possibility of one day making that a reality. Because if I get enough money, then I'll be able to concentrate on putting together such a solo show in the future. It's important to support the young'uns in order to support my future solo career. So please buy a ticket and try and tolerate the other two, if only to help make my 90-minute stand-up show about my kettle a reality. But if you really can't bear listening to Sean talking and singing about his dead grandmother, then you don't have to come to the gig, just buy a ticket and stay at home and wait for the young'uns podcast to be released. Where, of course, I shall diligently edit the other two's nonsense out, as I know that is what people really want. We wanted to sell our old keyboard and buy a new one, and we hoped that we could do both at our local music shop. We did some internet research before setting off to find out what the old keyboard was selling for, and also to ascertain the price of the new keyboard. Upon entering the music shop, we noticed that the price of the keyboard was quite a lot higher than it was at the other stores. However, we ideally wanted to sort this purchase out there and then, part exchanging it for the old keyboard, rather than having to faff around with eBay, which would involve having to wait for buyers and bidders, and then sorting out the packaging and posting. But the price was ridiculously high. I anticipated getting about £200 for the old keyboard, and even knocking £200 off the price of this new keyboard would still only mean that we'd paid the full price for it. What would still only mean? It's not very well worded, it's just a lot of numbers, basically, this, isn't it? But anyway, bear with it, because it gets a bit better as we go on. Readers to the dollop won't have that benefit of hindsight there. They might have given up now, goes, well, this just saying figures here. Yeah, but just trust me, it'll get better. Given that the price of the keyboard was priced at £200 higher in this shop. Didn't follow that in the slightest. I mean, I've written that and I didn't even follow it. I might have to change that if I get time for the print version. That was ridiculous. If I was by myself, what I'm trying to say is it wasn't a very good deal. If I was by myself, I might have given up and walked out of the shop. Perhaps I might make some sort of diffident inquiry about whether we could maybe get the price of the keyboard down a little bit, but I don't think that I'd possess the requisite confidence or staying power to properly haggle. I turned to the other two to suggest that we left the shop, but Ben had already marched purposefully towards the counter. By the time that I'd joined him at the counter, mere seconds later, he had already talked the man into knocking £100 off the price. But he hadn't finished yet. Ben proceeded to execute some highly impressive heckling tactics. It was me who was buying the keyboard, but it was very much Ben who was in control of the situation. After a further couple of minutes of impressive haggling, Ben managed to get the price down by another £100. He had now got the price down to match the price set by the other stores, which we'd researched online. Ben had also managed to get them to take the old keyboard for £250, which was better than I'd anticipated, given that it was an old model. Brilliant, I thought, and reached into my bag for my card. But then I felt Ben tug my arm. Come on, lads, we're walking, he said, and proceeded to march in the direction of the door. Sean and I followed, even though I was happy to accept the price that they were offering. It would be much more of a hassle to sell the old keyboard on eBay, and at least that this would take care of both buying and selling in one place, and we'd end up with a profit. But Ben had said, we're walking, with a kind of authority that I'd not heard from him before. But Ben's ploy completely worked, as just as we were reaching the door, the man called us back and knocked another £50 off the keyboard. Now you're talking my language, Ben said, again, with a kind of confidence, swagger, in his voice that I'd never heard from him before. I once again reached into my bag to retrieve my card, to pay, But it transpired that when Ben had said, "Now you're talking my language," that hadn't meant the haggling had finished. It went on for another 10 minutes. At first, Sean and I felt a bit awkward and embarrassed. But as time went on, I began to really start enjoying it. It was clear that both Ben and this man were rather enjoying the haggling, and I began to start appreciating it as a sort of sport. We were clearly watching two heavyweight hagglers at their very best. I'm pretty sure that the haggling became so compelling that other people in the shop turned to spectate. Ben and the man kept doing things like stepping towards each other and then moving away from each other, moving closer if they felt that the deal was maybe being reached, but then one of them would turn away and take a couple of steps back until the other one presented a new offer, and then they would come together again. They were clearly both enjoying themselves because they were properly bantering away with each other as they haggled. This sport had everything: drama, physical and verbal theatre. For the last 5 minutes of the haggle, they were essentially just quibbling over £5. Ben had managed to knock a further £70 off the price, but was still endeavouring to talk the man down by another £5. But the man was having none of it. Neither of them were budging. Eventually, the man agreed to knock an extra pound off, but stated in a very self-assured voice that this was definitely his final offer. Ben accepted. They shook hands, and I was finally allowed to get my card out and pay, shaking slightly with the whole adrenaline and excitement of it all. As I paid, Ben and the man continued to banter with each other. Whenever Sean and I tried to interact with the man, it was clear that he didn't hold the same respect for us, viewing us merely as ordinary common garden shoppers, whereas he clearly had proper respect for Ben, seemingly impressed by his haggling abilities. Ben is a music technology teacher and has to buy lots of instruments for his college, and has cottoned on to the fact that people in music shops are used and happy to haggling over the price of their instruments, something which I hadn't really considered before. I was massively impressed with this other side of Ben that I'd never seen before, and when we got home, I snuggled him extra hard in the love chair to show my gratitude, which, let's face it, is probably the reason why he'd haggled so well on my behalf in the first place. As much as I enjoyed the haggling experience, I hope that Ben doesn't let this success go to his head and start haggling in other places. We are going out to a restaurant and to some pubs tonight, and as fun as the haggling was, it does take up quite a bit of time and does make you a lot more conspicuous, and I am already conspicuous enough being in the Young'uns and being the creator of David's Daily Digital Dollop, which obviously garners me a lot of attention from adoring fans.